Last time we started off that the way to match the kelim, the four basic kelim that you have to know. Most followed when we're assuming that the klal of the Pesach, which you come across like Lishene and other places, that Pesach being more chomer than Shari Surim. Another klal is the Noisim Tam Lachkam, Machlokes Mechaber Samo, and Sim Tachan Zayin. Noisim Tam Lachkam will be makel by Pesach, Mechaber is makel, and more Machber. Those are two things. Maybe it's Kedai to see Sim Tachan Zayin over there, Machlokes Mechaber Samo. Two other points you mentioned with two different klalim of a terabola or Rav Tashmishoi. So discuss that right now. It's first these two things of a terabola and Rav Tashmishoi is basically a Siv Dalad and Siv Vav. Siv Dalad discussed in the case of a terabola and the way how to kasher any type of kalim that were went to fire. Come on the Machab over here and says that these things have to kasher it to Libun Gomer. You have to kasher it. And Mashallah is exactly why. So the way the Beis Yosef brings down, and as Gelman explained, these shpudim we have to do through Libun. That's in Machot Yishoinim. Rif and Iran, Void, Imei hold that from it together of the Tzura Bala. But even though when it went in and went ahead to be Negeir to a Pesach, has a Geder of called Iser, Negeir to Pesach, therefore it's Tzura Bala. Therefore, at the end of it, it's Tzura Bala, the Lach, as you have to, when it went in through Eish, you have to cast it through Eish. After Hashemi, the Rambam, the Raivit, the Imei, they hold Sakat, that just like we know the possible Cholov of the Gemara's case of Ikochim, the children's noise is the Terabola, who it in the Chometz also, they went in and went in Beheter, and therefore the Terabola, therefore it's enough to do Agala, or even Kal. So that's what's not like this. Among the Allah of the Pleshkin, it's clear the Mechab and Amor, they paskin, that we hold Chometz is the Surah Bala. However, the Mishabur points out, it's not across the board, the time is the Mitzar for Lakula. Allah Lamaisa of Mishabullah Halapokh Paskin, he says, if it's Eine Ben Yoimai with either Hefsim Ruba or Menir Sipkas Yontif, then he can be Makel. I mean, it's an example by Klishane, we saw he had to say three things, Eine Ben Yoimai and Hefsim Ruba and Menir Sipkas Yontif. He said it could come out to two things, Eine Ben Yoimai and Hefsim Ruba or Sipkas Yontif. Then it could be Semech upon the Ged of a Terabala. You got to bring down the others, Al Rab and the Shaiti, and the one we Makel even out, Eine Ben Yoimai. Maisa, the Allah is clear that we Paskin. The Chomet, the Yisru Bala, unless you have Eidim Ben Yomer with the Tzirif. Otherwise, the Maisa will be Machmer. Now, that's why Chomet, Bosa B'Cholov. So, Pashtus, how Bekah the Rishonim and the Pashtim call Bosa B'Cholov, the Mordechai and others wrote down the Beis, they call Bosa B'Cholov a case of Viterah Bala. That means you blay a Bosa, we want to cash the Cholov. Blay a Cholov and cash the Bosa, before it's Viterah Bala. Now, Agam the Izabi Chodosh in Yodai and Simon Tadak Gimel, he wants to call Bosa B'chol V'Yisru HaBalah because Bosa, relative to the Yisru, Chol relative to Bosa Yisru. The Maisa Sokol, sorry, the place did not go that way, and they call Bosa B'chol V'Yisru HaBalah. There is one among the Siddhis, the Graz over here, points out, he said, let's say you take a pot, you cook inside of it Bosa, and within 24 hours, you cook inside of it Cholov. Now you're blessed to Bosa B'cholov. Is that Yisru HaBalah or Yisru HaBalah? The Pashi will say very simple, the Yisru HaBalah, you have Blias right now, Bosa B'cholov, it's Mamish Chanan, it's Tam Begid HaRais, it's Mamish HaRais over here. Not only Graz, it says no, it's a Terah HaBalah. Since each one went in by itself, and each one has a Tam Kolosh, it's called the Terah HaBalah, and therefore we can cast it to our Golo, Yimang Yitz Kiddush, I didn't see anyone who argues, I'm looking over here, I don't know where to discuss the Cholkim, I can't find Cholkim, so Yimang Yitz Kiddush, he still calls out a Terah HaBalah, and therefore our Golo is enough. Within 12 hours, Mamish Tam Begid HaRais, Chanan Mamish. It's called he has also a turn in his country Zachrin, that is it's Tam Kolish, it's a very Shrach, and therefore it won't get. No, you have Bosser, then within 20 hours in the party could move it.
No,
either Bishel Deraisi, or even Mavash was called Deraisa, it's Chanan Deraisa, Tam Kirke Deraisa, but yet it's a very terrible. Finally, here's Arichas explaining to Tam Kolish, he saw it. Again, I do find Cholkim, I don't know where to look for Cholkim. I'm sure everyone here wants to argue, but fine.
In the pot.
It has the get of Issa, but it's terrible and cash to Agala.
The food in the pot is right?
Yes.
Don't know.
Mask him. Don't know. What is Chomet Yisru HaBalah, Terabalah, Vada Terabalah, we make up, but Chomet Machloik is we have Machma, let's have Tzirufin. By Basel B'chol, after the placement was with Terabalah, and the Graz is the Yimat Chiddush, Yesh L'ayin. By Nafsif Dalit, Tzivov is the Yisroid of Reif Tashmishoi. Now, first, what comes out, Betim is before Shigmara, it says Reif Tashmishoi, Betim is Mutter. Not Machloik is in the Gemara. The Gemara says you have kaitis that use cold. What's a locha? You do a docha, shift, no problem. Even though once in a while you might use it bahat, but maitre, we go after roif tashmisha, we'll get this for a while, we roif tashmisha. Come on, we show you. They argue, la locha, maitre, we pass this way now. Where the Taz explained it is why the moin am or toim, they're not going to understand what mechalik, whether it's roif or mir. But it's a chumrah. That means to understand why we're going to be making much more roif tashmisha. The side is, roif tashmisha, the Gemara says mutter. Roif tashmisha, for example, via dover. You have cups that use most time for cold, once in a while used for a hat. The loch is in din the Gemara hadocha v'shiv shavazavu. Something useful always for a gola, once for water, once a while in front of fire. The loch in din the Gemara is a gola. Came along the Rishonim and they came along to be machmer rock in the moin am. They did not know to machalik. That means meika din roif tashmishu l'maita is mutter. However, the circle says how do we pass him machalik Rishonim? The machaber came along and he might be with mekel a gam the next five wanted to be chodesh to machmer anyway. And the Ramah comes along and Ramah l'maita he's machmer. It comes out again that the status of the Gemara is mutter. Laloch machlokes Rishonim, we pass him b'nei Ashkenaz might be machmer. But once we understand the makor of the loch as etzem is mutter, then we'll understand why it says Mishmur. But the other mutter, you bring down the shayat sin from the base mayor, to mapaki might break, might still be mutter. He understands also explains it goes back to Tiftal. If something is only then chumah needs a leaven, then we'll do leaven kal. Why can the Mishmur and the place can say ikat is mutter? The moin am doesn't understand. So it's me machmer. But when it's b'di eved, or when it's no apaki, no other option, the mesevich upon the ikadin, a rev tashmishay. Which mishmur means, goes back to the Amor, so for example, you have a fork that you always use for a gullah once in a while, you put on top of the fire, or, no, I'm sorry, you have a fork that you always use for hetu, let's say, you want. Yeah, fine, a fork that mamash, you eat your food with, no problem, so you eat your food with, you only need a gullah for it. Might one time you put onto the spit and you put it with chazer, what's the loch of that fork? You went with the spit, we got the meat tashmishoy, you have to cash with libun. Which libun do you need? So the mishmur libun calls enough. I might say the chazer on the fire, what's the loch of the fork with the chazer on the fire? You might think it's besu of all the mamish. You might think you need libun gomer. Says the mishmur based upon our mom, Sif Dalad, since we're only being mocked by the roi tashmishoy, but etzem, we should do no problem, do all that gola, because you always use it for your food at that. This one time you put to your fire with chazer, so me'ikah din not roif tashmishu do agola. We're being machma do libun. What type of libun? Libun calls enough. Libun calls enough. What's your mangi to say? Right. No. So we are dover. The chadnit says, let's say you always use it on the fire of your pork, and you always use it for your kosher meat. One time you use it for your tray for meat. That avadi don't look after roif tashmishu. The avadi you look after the issa because you always use it on the fire. That avadi, you're having libun gomer. But here the folks that ikah you always use for your food to eat. Therefore, it's not a klisheni or a kolo, klishen. You don't have to, the derech of the stamshin is always not through fire. Once you put on the fire, you have to touch chazer, that one time, that's a mir to tashmishoy. That mir tashmishoy, that will come to machmat libun, but that more libun kal is enough. Libun kal will be enough. Now, what's the yisoid and the svara for this lemaisa to be mekel? Again, the Gemara is saying roif tashmishim ikadinu we mekel. What's the svara for it? So the way how the our panel is brought down, exactly he says it. The way the Chassidim says the Cholaparkas is the etzem we only kashya after 24 hours. Since we got kashya after 24 hours, nice tam lefkam lemaisa is mutim in atoyu. So why come to be makel? The Chomer says the Chomer him amru vehim amru. They came along and they said lemaisa is 8-24 hours. Lemaisa should be mutu, but they said to be machmer. They said to be machmer. What? Only by roif tashmishu l'itz and not roif tashmishu l'atim. That's how they understand it. And Moshe and Tshuva gets more of a beer. He says, hey, over him, but my why? He has a vana to it that the side behind it is that it is not on the ches, it's on the gavra. It's on the person. He has to cash with something. Actually, it was. It's not him. The thing itself is that's the motor. It's no time of gam. Once it's in the gavra calls the chavis after the roif tashmish. Person calls it, a fork that he uses, is what he eats it with. He calls it what? Something eat at the table. I use it for the fire. Fine, what I call didn't the gavra. Once in the gavra, the same chalitz, the fork, is what the gavra calls it. The gavra calls it what the roif tashmishu is.
So the
maisa
is in there,
and
it never came out.
The maisa. The maisa, heim amu v'heim amu, that's the maisa. The maisa is more to
it's called the
gamma. What's the Torah? The Torah is no problem. Fine, that's Tam of Gam. Fine, Kemal Chom and say, we have to be machmo, only be machmo with Tashbisha. Now, why do Moshe want to say it's in the Gav and not in the Chavsa? Maisa, hey mamu, hey mamu. That's what Moshe says. The Havana behind it, they gave the get and didn't get them. And again, we have a Gemara for them. One thing, Christ is a motor. That's the kind of comes from the Gemara. That's the Svar for the Gemara. They have other Svar, that's the main Svar they go with. So, sadly, what from Goyim, you have no idea. The Gemara's case, the Mishnah's case, what from Goyim. They use the one to have that. Now, it says a Paiskim, Mishavua, Di'ime. That means, let's say you know it was used for the past 24 hours, you have no head to work Tashmisha. The whole time you said you work Tashmisha, why? Heim Amru, that's nice time of Kam. But let's say it's in 24 hours, you want to leave within 24 hours, which is more too, then the Kohat Day, or Savadi, you have to go after me and Tashmisha. Sai Machab, Sai Ramo. Sai Machab, Sai Ramo. So, again, so it comes out, the second Kohat, work Tashmisha, Gemor is Matur, Machlokus, Malach, Lamaisu. The Mol Meiser is Machmer. We come out with a Machmer unless for the Eved or the Mapaki or when you're coming to the Machmer Libun to do Libun Kal. What? If it, the Shatim is on the base mayor, if it's the Mapaki, we make a Lachatkilo. We'll get to how to apply to our ovens, make a big Machmer by our ovens. The next exercise to know is how to kasha thing. If you went through the different ways of kashing, is simple, there's leaving gomer, leaving kal, there's agol, there's iroi. What do those words mean? Gemara's words, what do the words mean? Leaving gomer, the Gemara says in the Vazara, what's the getter? The Gemara says when you have the clip that peels off of it. What's the way the Rishonim being down from the Yerushalmi? What's the getter? The getter, and it's like the Tazimahim, sparks flow out from them. Now there are two different things it sounds like. The Mechab brings down the Gedda and recites it. The Meshavua says even the Tosa Klifosoi. If you're going to say it's Hainuhach. The Eskol says Hainuhach, but the same Gedda. Now those want to say maybe it is, maybe it's not. So again, what's Liba Goma? Liba Goma is either when you have the Klipah removed from it, or you have the Tosa, you have sparks flowing after it. Now the question is, in Matthias wise, what's the numbers for that? So what I saw in some Sfarim bring down, so the Gedda is, for example, for an Tosa, is over 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit. 2,350 they bring down. The for a Klipa to bring removed is 1,775. It's very high. That's what they bring down. Again, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't understand. But, yeah. Well, those are numbers. Now, if you understand those are the numbers, then anything and everything that we do, let's say in our ovens, nothing is before it is going to be a getter of mitzvahs, not going to be a getter of a klipa being removed. It usually doesn't get that hot unless the imam uses a blowtorch, leave it in for 7 minutes, so fine, that's the getter. But otherwise, it won't get that hot. So, is that mamash the number that can get to our materials? So, the swarm, Batani Osho, or Five Foot, all one taino, that they want the amateurs to different than mitzvahs. Their mitzvahs, when they had metal, it had much more space in between the air pockets in between, and therefore they play food much more. And therefore, when they heat it up and they would hit a certain amount of degrees of Fahrenheit, then the food inside will turn into pecham, turn into ashes, and that will make the spark. Our metal is much more condensed. It's balea very little. And therefore, even when you heat it up, you'll never ever see come out sparks. And it won't come out not happen. Therefore, the one time that our metals will get to, if they get it, come on giving, but our metals will be different. Therefore, the way my Dana Osho wants to tie up, we want to say the getter is between 350 to 400 Celsius, which is about between 650 to 750 Fahrenheit, is the getter of leaving chomer. And leaving chomer, let's say, we call it 750. You want to say leaving chomer is not that if you do our metals being in place as mamish, or the people remove it, which will be around 2,000. Our getter, leaving chomer, they want to tie it at 750, or 8, depends on safety according, 758, 850 around there. That's the Yaman gets nafkamino about what Chazal say and what they want to say today is. Now those who are mafakik upon it, they disagree. The Balei Shulchan says, no, the tzaitis means the tzaitis. You have this box, this box, this box. Maisa doesn't say, those are their materials, take their materials and do it that way, it'll be the same thing. So, for example, they went by the oven, self-cleaning. The high self-cleaning gets it to 900, 1,000 Fahrenheit. They have Paiskim and Moshe, and others want to say that it's Leib and Gomer. So the Maisa was Leib and Gomer. So they went to Avelskin, he says, his Torah dropped differently, he says, I like this idea. He wants to say that Leib and Gomer, but Etzem, they know Matthias-wise, is that whatever the self-cleaning does in the 3-4 hours or 2 hours it does, Matthias-wise, it burns out and destroys more Be'en and Blias than what happens when you do Leib and Gomer. So he's saying, Be'etzem, even if you want to say that, he's saying, even the getter is 2,000, 3,000, that's what? For 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, this self-cleaning oven that they leave inside and they have 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, for 2 hours, that burns out, that destroys more than Leib and Gomer does. So there are different svaras that go around. Some say like the Badai, you gotta do what Chazal say. Some say what Chazal say, we can do the same thing, we do it for a longer period of time. If you look at the OU and they're together, they always give them, it depends how long you leave it there for. Leave it for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever they leave it there, they know the amount that runs out, the same thing as leaving Gomer. And those from Montana, what's leaving Gomer? Their materials may be different than our materials, and therefore our leaving Gomer is 700 Fahrenheit. Those are the first, what the get of leaving Gomer is, that means your mama should have the whole entire gamut, from 700 to 2,500. It will, their 700, the Chazal 700 would make sparks. Ours won't make sparks. They went to Munchen and Bikim, they know the place, what type of things they had, what they made. And you have to go with the Svarim if you want, and Osher and La Pfeiffer and Der Chaychav and anyone else you want. But Halpern also, he has a similar amount of this way.
The regular oven,
not something. Oh, well, first, find the numbers, we'll get to the oven. Fine. So again, once again, Liban Gomer, Chazal say, the Saitis, called the Klipa, Lamaita. Again, do we have to do it that way or not? Some say yes, some say no, we can do up to 700 Fahrenheit.
The
That's Liban Kal, that's Liban Gomer. What about Liban Kal? So again, Chazal seem to give two different definitions. The way how the Ramah brings down is Kash Nisraf, the sewer in the back has to be burnt. On the back of the pot means you have a fire inside the pot, the outside of the pot has to be burnt by Kash. But the way the Taz and the Maghavam and the Arming down Taz will also confess, he said the second side of the Yad Saledis boy. Kivega boy up points out before it sounds like it's Machlaikis. Now, those ones say it's one Shita. However, Pashas, look at the place where those two separate Shitas. Either the Gedder is that the other side either has to be Yad Saledis boy, or the other side has to be Kash Nisra. And Yad Saledis boy, the most common Shita is 70 Celsius, which is about 150, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. That means that's the other side. Or has to be Kash Nisra. Now, what is Kash Nisra? This is how the OU says it over the Gedder. It says if you leave over for 1 hour in the oven, it's 550, an hour and a half it's 450, 2 hours, 375 Fahrenheit. I think everyone knows Fahrenheit. That's for Eric, where they give the Gedder Kash Nisra. A Hagolah, how to do Hagolah is better than the Kash has to be any of them, but we'll get back to them in Simitof and Beis. How to Kasha Iroi, it's what time over here, also the Kitzer, is that first of all, the place can say Iroi means do it one time, not like the Levush says you have to do Iroi three times. Now there is a shiloh among the achrayim when do iroi. Does it have to do iroi in every single spot? For example, let's say you want to leave in a gobon and on every area, so you have an oven, you want to take a blowtorch to it. So Moshe says, take your blowtorch, you leave it there for 7 minutes in every single spot. It has to be 8 square centimeters of every spot. You have to leave the blowtorch. That means mamish every single area command. But Maita, and what about on the iroi? Do you have to do every spot? So no, Maita is connected, mitzvah. The Maita is iroi klivish, the mavash klei klipo, and therefore, as long as it's still boiling hot when it touches that iroi, it's the seder. So, a felder, he says, and he has riots as far as to it, that Maisa is soif, soif, it's nitzuk, and you do not have to do iru in every era, and it's a big title from the Mishnah Brua. The Mishnah Brua over here later on warns you, be very careful when do iru, make sure it's not nitzuk or kiluach, or make sure you do not take the ladle out to pour it in, because the ladle will be a klisheni. That's the two things he keeps warning you about, nitzuk, kiluach, and iru. Now, if anyone thinks you have to be mafu in every single era, that should be the first thing he should have warned you, because anyone learns a sugya about Halacha, nothing else. Everyone knows don't do nifsak. Everyone knows anything about it, or knows don't do nifsak, and knows not to take it out with a ladle because it's cliche me. That means, but he did not warn you, make sure you have to do every single area. And therefore, that is ikatayna, as Father wants to say, the mice that you, as long as the boiling cats, or kinetic, it's a nitzuk, it's a mokhobo, a mice is beseder, it's coming from your day, it's like Bezen, it's like other places. He wants to be mice and mekel. A gam, the pitzki chulas, he says to me, machma, he sends you to save a galat kalim. A galat kalim in parakeh says, a machma, he says, I am parakeh gimel. In fact, Gimel he writes, I am we write somewhere else. And gets in Maramokim is Poshuk. Ikim Maramokim is himself saying it's Poshuk. You have to do Iwan every single Maramokim, every single place. Fine. He has a Manig also. He has a Manig or Poshuk. A Manig you can factor very easily. And Ikim Maramokim is Poshuk. So, Maisa, what to do? I think, Chaynoigim, Maisa, I've asked him to catch my things. Just make sure it's all connected. And you don't do Iwan every single place. As long as it's still boiling hot. Usually, if you do it from an urn, it's all ash, no problem.
Iwan has a decision.
With any of the young, it won't be a problem. We'll get to Iwa and stuff like that.
How long you have to keep pouring it on top of Iwa,
the Vashik, they keep it when any of the kids will come out quickly. What? No, no. That's all I've seen so far. We have a whole month to go. I thought it was connected. It was connected.
Well, yeah.
So on the lock we've seen the other day, it's on base, it keeps running. Either high is not high, there's all seven mukhobas, all one thing is clear, it's solution. Yeah, well, we showed them. Now there's a kashin, stereotype, they said, okay, you have to answer the kashin. But that's the ikkar, how it sounds like in the Shavuot, did not tell people to be very careful, do every single spot. Which means, imagine yourself, you know, every spot you have to iroh on, it'll be very hard to iroh. You come out and you never see anyone, no one warns you, no one tells you, do every single spot. You do iroh, it gets far, that area, that place. No, so he said, not, it doesn't have to be every single area, but Estonia said. But Estonia said it doesn't have to, it's not get cold. In maniach ha-mayim l'tzanein. Right, make something a cold. Okay, it sounds like the other way. You can be naked. That's okay. Look in the Nalef when he says. Oh, so the Machmir want to say better than the Siwa, and they have to Machmir both ways. Machmir, if you look in, well, say, no. You won't say you have to master both ways. So give me make of a Shabbos and you have to master of a Shabbos and master of a Shabbos. But that's again, the theme of the Pesukim don't sound that way. So again, it came out that the Lieben Gomer is betting with the range 1050 to 2000. The Mikal is the Kash Mitzvah, the Yad Sledis Boy. And Iwa Lechura, you do it one time, and Lechura, as long as it's Mechuba and still boiling hot, therefore, it's Al Eish will be the Seder. Now, let's go back to our ovens, and with everything we've said until now, we'll explain what to exactly do with our ovens. Our ovens, I mentioned last time, we have three problems. We have problem one, it's lined with, it's enamel or porcelain, and therefore those give a chash of klicheres, therefore you can kasher it unless you do leave in gomer. A second problem, how can kasher all year round from milk to plashik, mission of brewer by all smoke and everyone. And the third problem is that where is the heating element is on the outside, we're still by klicheres, the heating element to the leave in gomer has to be on the inside, how can the heating element to a golo or even a even Leibon Kal, how can the heating element be on the outside? Those are three problems. So first, let's start with a self-cooling oven. A self-cooling oven, aside for Pesach, aside for all year round. So first, what is a self-cooling oven? Moshe goes, and it says very clearly, and the Pesachim, especially in America, and they go with a Mahalach, aside for Pesach, aside for all year round, self-cooling oven has a Leibon Gomer. So go to the assumption is Leibon Gomer, but then Betzen doesn't make a difference if it's enamel, because first of all, enamel is Picharis Leibon Gomer helps. Also, as far as I know, Kamatim and Tia's wise, is that all self-cooling ovens that have a fire inside won't have problems inside or outside. They'll have inside, and even have the outside, I think all of them also have a grill inside, so put them both on, it shouldn't be a problem. I've never seen a self-cooling without, I never looked really, but the those that my mishpacha will have a self-cooling with fires inside mamish. But even if you have it outside, before it's fancy enough, it must be self-cooling, it must be a fancy oven, before you have a heating element inside also, put them both on, shouldn't be a problem that way also. So again, it's also the problem of if you go with a Moshe Mahalach, no problem. You catch it aside for Bottle Cholov and aside for Pesach. Now, Reuben only gave a share on this in Shabbos Agodol, Tosfos Samuel Zayin. He gave a whole share why Avada Bottle Cholov is Mutter. He says the Minig L'Maaseh is not an Eretz Yisrael to use it for Pesach. So afterwards, people went over to him, for example, Moshe Anshul, the Pesach, went over to him and said, and yes, and he says, don't worry, you can use it for Pesach also. He gave all shit out the way. I know, Bezeda, no problem. He passed him and told him he could use it for Pesach. So he passes. Again, I'm sure he gave a whole thing in Minig, maybe not the way. Even though he said Mikat is Mutter, he said in people's houses that did a self cleaning, no problem with color days, color sheets. However, the Minig to be Machman, and he passes privately, no problem, that you can have a self cleaning for Pesach, even in Eretz Yisrael. So far, those say there's no problem. Harbi Nogim. Atzala Shinin the Bada Shulchan, he is Machman. Not only is he Machman Pesach, he is Machman for Bossible Cholod. He writes very simply why. It's enamel. A mice is not mitzaitis. Doesn't get that high. Doesn't get 2,300. Doesn't get to 2,500. No mitzaitis come out. And therefore he said you cannot cash your Pesach, cannot cash your Bossible Cholod. You cannot use your ovens for both. If you have to cash your ovens. He goes with someone you have to cash your ovens for Bossible Cholod. He says, cross the board of Dolphin. So again, what do the ovens in the self cleaning? I think they are, certainly are. Makel, they do self-cleaning, except on the door, they tell you to cover the door. The door maybe has a problem with the glass and it's get that hot, so they tell you to cover the door. Fine, but the glass, the shell is to get that hot. How hot does it get? Therefore, they tell you to cover the door with aluminum foil. Won't be a problem. I have the least of comments inside. Please, can own over face. That's no problem. You cover it, and therefore, in by
why do you have to cover it? If they have a nail, please, no big.
Hasn't get back in, won't get back in. Let's recover things that are not kashered. As we see, we'll get later on. Hashulchanos and kisa, things that we don't kasher fully, we're going to end up kashering with the chumrah of Pesach. But again, in the Rav Reuben wants to say the minigay itself not to do it. The Ma'aseh himself asks if he can't do something with Pesach. And again, the Bala says you cannot do it across the board, Milchus or Shai Sperm. He says it's coated in it, but you coated, you have no option, you have to leave in Gomer. So he got to get the Val where the Hesek is Bifnim B'chot. He's Masopik where the Hesek is called. We mentioned last time that the Dover call once he makes a full Hesek Bifnim, he's got to write twice. He's Masopik where the Hesek is, what do you call that?
Would it make a difference?
But he won't make a difference. He needs to leave in Gomer. He says not leave in Gomer. It doesn't make the choices. Not it's Pesach. Possible Cholov. No, a terrible won't help. By Klicheres, you don't care. Klicheres means leave in Gomer. Won't come out. A terrible is only when it's other materials. You are Gola and we're going to leave in Kalm. This is the Klicheres, he says. We give a Kshasha, porcelain and enamel of Kshasha, Peret, King Kasha. What? You want to make a hefty mover? We want to make a hefty mover, it could be, yeah. But might be right, saying it might be King Kasha. But it's fine, but it has to be good. It has to be leaving Gomer. If you think it's not leaving Gomer, it has to be in the Tzaitzis. Fine, those things get 2,000 of your Fahrenheit. Ours can't. Ours can, the self thing is the highest of 1,000. It cannot come to Tzaitzis. It does not happen that way. Fine, that's a self spinning oven. A regular oven. So first, let's say a regular oven was made out of metal. I think last time I mentioned a regular oven is made out of metal, so I'm not sure. All the numerous people told me if every oven is coated. So let's say, first, an assumption, it's made out of metal. So let's take it first for Fosbehol or Pesach. For my sake, I'll be chesed what you should be able to do. First, they bring down the base mayor, top some of Zion, the storm bring down. But what are the chosh for our oven? That they went off and was lay inside. They had a schedule of being like water, like liquid, and cash to a gola. You cash to a gola, could you believe in cow? That means if you want, in Kashi, your ovens are made out of metal, with sleeping cow. I the Maisa, what about the Pesach, Yisru Abola? The Maisa, or what happened to the problem of the also going to be a problem with Dulbach Ola. What about the problem of Maisa, the spritz and the spray on the side? Maisa, or maybe a piece of spaghetti cell on the side. Maisa, rape Tashmisha to Zaya. Me, it's only through spaghetti. Therefore, you'd be Machmed Dulibun. Machmed Dulibun says, I'm all even cows enough. That means they come out, if your ovens are mamish metal, should leave them in Kal, should be no problem. Came poison, Shlomo Zalman, the Kishloimo, a bankrupt man, Lakewood, the Chazan, the Vadivadi Yatev, they paskin, and our ovens, no problem. For Pesach, also leaving Kal is no problem. It's always possible, but even for Pesach, our ovens, what's the problem? We have the Zayas, our Gola. Elamai, Gri Machu, Mirtash Misha, fine. Mirtash Misha, the Gedis, leaving Kal. Leaving Kal. So again, we have numerous places, keep numerous farming down, whether starting to Malach of Oid, again, Shlomo Zalman, and Tedaloch, leaving Kal. No, don't say it yet. It's not a chilo. Don't say that. The Mos says it. The Mos says that if you come to Makla for Liban on Mirtash, you need to go to Liban Kal. The Mos says it. The Shlo says it's 7 years of Amor. So again, that's if it's not coded. The Baya, which I don't understand, these questions will say that our ovens can do with Liban Kal. None of them mention the question that it's coded with some other material. I'm not sure if they're not choshes for other materials, or they held the enamel or a porcelain made out of clear domo or made out of glass or other things. I'm not exactly sure what happened to Makilim. Why would they make them? What happened to the fact that the Pshash of being coated with Klicheres? Example, one divider. A divider brings down the those who are Makil and leaving Kal and others even Pesach, Byron Kohler, with Imei, he brings down the Chasm of Adya and the Shamatur and others. It says, however, Moshe says that it's coated with porcelain, therefore you need Limu Chomer. So what happened on the other side? They didn't answer. It was Shlomo Zalman also. He doesn't address the main problem is what's coded with. The Mekilim do not address the problem, which I don't understand. Yeshlozim, Yeshlobar, it's all the Yiduim who learned the Sugya. They said they came out of the Sugya, the same problem. They didn't have where the Mekilim were coming from. L'maiso, if I think that's Ash Klicheres, how can they cash it with Liban Kal? Also, again, I asked people who supposedly know, they say I haven't seen all coded with something. I looked at my oven, I can't tell the difference. They said there's something, there has to be something there. It's either enamel, it's glass, something, it's something, glass of makhla face, or whatever, it's coated with something.
What would you do for leaving
Kal? Leaving Kal, so leave it on for an hour. Cash it on the highest, or whatever, for an hour. What we said before, put on 550 for an hour, 350 for 2 hours, whatever, that's leaving Kal. Again, I don't know the materials, I looked, I can't tell the difference, they told me. But again, if your thing is real metal, no problem. You know what your thing is? No, fine. Anyone here know what the thing is? Okay, so in India, the local is going to give me the chumro. So fine, it's klicheres. Everyone has a local klicheres right now. Fine, how can they do leave in Kal? What?
It's just a small coating, it's a gimbal manage.
Who said
it? I say most of the clothes are also, didn't you say?
No.
Why they don't have a klicheres? No. How
are you
going to get a ruin?
No. Get a cleat test and leave a cover. No, we're
on to
you. No, cleat test and leave a cover. You can't catch it. The Torah says you cannot catch it.
For a Dilma Poka?
No. The Torah says because it's a Machmir Yitz the Bliyat. By leaving Gomer helps unless you go to Dilma Poka. But leaving Kal does not help like Mikhaeris. And Gol does not help like Mikhaeris. So again, so everyone here, if you don't know where your ovens are, you have a certain idea, the local, you have to be Machmir until you find out who it is. Yeah, same problem with the Poka. How do we actually catch it? Who can repair a Bola? So what? It's blind. It's Mikhaeris. Can you leave a Gomer? What? Oh, so step by step. So first, it comes out again. The those who say the Pesach from the Zaman and the Ime and Vayakola, they say our ovens no problem leaving Kal. Again, the Moshe the same time as the Vayakola, from the Zaman the same time as the place, but the other place was Menenu, and they also have the same oven, and both in Israel, both in America, and they both come out with different stories. They don't address each other's problems. They don't address each other's problems. So again, the those say leaving Kal. The Maaseh, Moshe says, since our ovens are not self-cleaning, what do you do? He says you have no eitzah except either put in the oven insert. Won't be a problem. Or he says to line it on all four sides and line it very well. That's the only ATF. He says unless you want to take a blowtorch in every single area, do it for 7 minutes on every single plate on an area that's 8 square inches, then it won't be a problem. They say the motion difference from bring down 7 minutes on 8 square inches, that's not a problem. Now they say in America it will not break the ovens, and I know it does break the ovens. Now, I know a guy that he does it every year, he has insurance upon it, they give him a new oven every year. This is a fact upon him, the Maitre, even let's say 1 year doesn't break. There's a pre-chodesh I see over here that says, we say like plug, even if you're not choish the machayis, I really don't care. Plug is like plug, I don't know what he's gaining out of it, unless insurance doesn't want to switch it until he breaks it. Maybe that's what he says he's doing it. Otherwise, plug is like plug, you have no head to do my pocket because I don't care, I'll switch it for me anyway. But the Maitre, again, if it's, you have to find out if it's strong enough or not, you have to know if you have insurance or not, but again, I don't know if anyone ever caught you with a blowtorch, I don't know if it's possible. Now, the ATL, the storm stomping down, is what they do in ATL. You buy your own oven ranges and your own big toast oven. You use a toast oven for Pesach, and I very rarely see a person catching them for Pesach in ATL, unless they're self-cleaning and you're American, because the Israelis only really seem to have self-cleaning.
But you use different trays,
So again, it comes out, so regular oven, if it's metal, you have to leave in Kal. If it's out with chash of enamel or moshe, you have to leave in Gomer. The mice with the eitzah, mm-hmm. with people, even if they cover it, it would do an oven insert.
I don't know if there's no
zeh.
So all this stuff,
you
have to
leave anything? If there's no zeh? Yeah. Oh, so for all year round, you have those that make one zeh all year round, whether it was in Muncie or felt in Lakewood, but not for Pesach. Pesach with makwa, so we have all the shoshes. From Pesach, a lot of them makwa. Yeah, I have no suffix in my mind. I didn't hear it, but I have no suffix. So the mice again, what the minig is, Rav Ruben says the minig is clawed, then it's all, everyone gets different ovens for Pesach. That's all you know, it's all. America, there's not that much. Some people do, some people don't. But I don't know, again, my mishpacha, the whole talk is everyone has self-cleaning, and they want the moisture, there's no problem. But again, in Eretz, everyone seems to get the old oven for Pesach. Now, we mentioned the problem, how you can catch most of the places to Milovic. So the Shmuel brings down this bayah, this question. L'chori has minig not to. So to understand the how in the world do people there's a Hanhogin Klal Yisrael or Chetzi Klal Yisrael that they use the oven for fleishik, they wait 24 hours, they put the highest for an hour or two, and they use it for milchik. Besides the problem of enamel, which maybe you can tell me a parabola, I'm not sure what enamel is, and you can tell me next time of gam, maybe for the fleishik you have what to be the mitzaref, and maybe echlami can be mekel. Whatever happens to the minig, you can't cash if milk is the fleishik. So first, the Mekov and the Minig is the Mogav Ram and Sim Tovkov test, which brings it down. Over there, I'm all discussing that Mechav is discussing that on Yotiv they would cook first on the Sparzel, first the Pashtida of Melchik, then Pashtida of Fleishik. The Kasha is back to Mogav Ram. We have a Minig already, and they just Kasha the Mechav. How in the world can you do Libun on a Barzel for Melchik to Fleishik and Minig not to Kasha Melchik to Fleishik? The way the Mogav Ram answers, he says, since the way of using it is always through Libun, the always has a natural Libun kashin going on over here, therefore it can be mekel, otherwise we have a minig not to kashin milchus to fleishik. A natural Libun going on over here, otherwise you have to be machmir. Now, there are those who argue upon this minig, whether it's the Bnei Svad, the Prichodesh, or Vadi Tef, and the Bnei Svad do not seem to have this minig, the Chidor, they don't have this minig. Or even the Achashulchon, he makes sure he tells you every single time he can, when and pay test in your day, or the Kukhof Aleph in your day, or Tavkov Tess, he writes very clearly, there's no minig, Enon Ligzog Zeh Tzvidat Tenu, and he writes, Mamash Stark, there's no such thing in a body, can he make a leg off Mukhof Leishik? That's what Achashulchon says. Maisa, that's not the minig. Klar, anything. Across the board, he says there's no such minig aruch shulchan. El bnei sfal ma'is ben noig lachol. That's called. If he does noig lachol, the bnei asna the ida aruch shulchan, but the ma'is the poskim are go against the aruch shulchan klar and mishkubing down klar. And I say the ida minig not to cash the milchik to poskim. What the svarik would is two different reasons. Either can say the svar the mogar rom. Maybe you'll make a mistake. What happens? You go back and forth, cashing milk to fleishik, fleishik milk. Just one time you won't end up cashing it, and you will use milk to fleishik to make, and you'll have trafe. Dinner boss of a cholop. But another story, the shamel story, is there's something that you can cash within the ben yomoy. There may be a cash within the ben yomoy. End up being, since with a lot that you can only cash in the ben yomoy, if you go back and forth constantly, maybe cash within the ben yomoy. Therefore, an afkamina between the shamelach and the mogavram is, let's say, leave him a lot of cash with ben yomoy. Only a goalie can't believe him, since burns out, you're allowed to. Come not kun the shamel, put the shamel machaba, why can you leave him? Leave him, there's no gzeira of kashim milk to fleishik. That means it comes out. If you want to do self cleaning the oven, you hold that leave him gomel, kun the shamel, no problem. Don't kun the mokavam, you have a problem. Therefore, those who want to tie in the first world are for sure, there's no mimic. Boy, the kun the shamel, no problem on leave him. Boy, they want to say ovens is only chash zeya. It's only a chumrah. So, fine, then, for that reason, our placemen who are mach or makel and say you can cash your oven from milk to fleishik by self cleaning, or even want to say even not self cleaning. Now, there's a shalik in the kasher to parvel. Let's say you have a fleishik knife, use constantly a fleishik in the kasher to parvel. So, the ikka the fleishik, the masham, the adhuda, the oi, they say the whole gzera is you can make a mistake, milk to fleishik to parvel, you can kasher. Again, the or machmir, Moshe's machmir, and Shom Zalman's machmir. However, I think the minig is that the place can form the whole process being down, the Yolak Masham Yad Yudo, and the right is possible you can't cash it from Fleshix to Pyrofo. Now, if you want to be
Machmir,
Fleshix to Pyrofo.
You're allowed?
Yeah.
Every time you
cash
it from
the Pyrofo. No, you can't cash it from Fleshix to Pyrofo to use. That's the problem, because you might make a mistake and not cash it to use. But you come into cash it, you want to cash it, use it for Pyrofo, and the whole staff from Pyrofo is not a problem. Oh, so then the Masham says, then you can change the milk, it's no problem. So very economic. No, you can do a Romo. If you daft with Parva, then you want to change your money later on, it's something else, it's not Romo. That's also the place you make, because there's no shash anymore. 12 months, you're not going to do that every day. 12 months. Now, they want to give an Eitzel. What exactly do you do? Let's say you want to cash from milk to play six. Says the Prima Gana, I'll give you an Eitzel. Very simple, make a trace. Trace it off, so we don't have that Sanhog anymore. Now, the bad thing, others want to fact check, when they make a trade, so you do it every time, back forth, trade, back forth. So, they can say that no one in the house is going to mess up that way, a trade, for maybe Machman, a trade, only milk and plastic, so nice, the strong bring down the Prima Gum you want, you can trace it off. Now, they say, be very careful, what happens? You have to make plastic. You want to trace it off, the best way of tracing is putting a milk. You just mavash what to call the right, so. You want to be Machman this minute, you have to make sure you trace it off with Chaz, and now who can go by Chaz, I'm not going to be sure. Then what? So you then...
That's right.
So anybody else might have a kasher of parva. Fine. Make sure whatever you do, make sure you don't trace it up either the bishop or the rest of the right. You're having a loss from Confucius Paris. Another thing the policeman say, let's say you buy a cleat from a guy from your friend or a kid, it tells you that, or you get a deal that you got somebody else, the kelim left over, or can you switch it and cash it with something else? So again, the ik in the policeman, the makel, the shlorelli, the masham, gamma, moishas, machman, shuva, moishas, say, clearly, even get a deal from your friend who wants to switch it, he says he can't. He says he wants a wife, so he doesn't know why, so the maishas, that's what we do. But the maishas, the shlorelli, do not go the way the masham, go like the shlorelli, the masham, the maishas, the makel, you buy it again, the matano. Another thing that's worth telling, we have the Mishabu being down that for Pesach also a Mekel, being down the Sam Seifer or the Prima Gadim, if they say you can't be Mekel for Pesach, the way the Prima Gadim says over because Pesach is only once a year, or the way the Sam Seifer says over because you have no Kavana, therefore it's Kashi the Pesach is more than what you can't have Pesach, you can switch it to Milchik or Fleishik. Another thing, another get of the price coming down, the Prima Gadim says the Shantachak is more to, but the Ever is more to. Fine, so it comes out, we have all these cases that Mutter, the reason why we cash Milchik to Fleishik, I think the Ikka reason is, first of all, is that if you're self-cleaning, you have always a shamel, leave no problem. Even not self-cleaning, putting on for the highest, you can go and say the shasachak is mutter. Shasachak is mutter. Now, what do you want the person to do? To go to his, what does he get of shasachak? You might say you have no other option. Talking about our ovens, people are not, don't have usually money or space or to have two ovens. If they do, maybe they should buy one. So we have a shasachak, or an oven that only a shasachak, they were throwing down to be makel, and the oxygen says not the minig anymore. So my son, that's the reason why it's for my son Mekel and saying kasher, the oven, that's ain't even yomel chol apophis. from milchik to fleishik, no problem. That's the chayin logim habi klai yisrael. The parv does not have to be edim animal. You want to cash it? That shouldn't be a problem. I remember correctly, it should not be a problem. Now, again, there are those who are machmos that you're not allowed to. If you want to look in the farm, Chakas Yaakov, the Shagam Meir, the Hurz, the Nassam, maybe the Maisa holds you cannot cash your almond milk to play shake. Maisa, I have it, Klai, so Maisa does. Fine. Again, by a sleeping. Yeah. No, anyway.
Why?
It's better that way.
Why?
Yeah, don't worry. If you want me to say, I'll say I'm in here. Want to get another one? Fine. Just one other swathering. Now, why to make a little hole of self cleaning the moisture and shuva or the emoisha? They write, because self cleaning every time afterwards, you use it every time you do self cleaning. And just like we hold by the Ramah, it says this Ramachaba saying there's always a leaven every time you use it, but also every time you use it, it's self cleaning. Now, right. I have no idea what either they were set, told the Messias wrong, or the Messias then, Moshe writes shuva. And Be'er Moshe, the Bettina writes, that self cleaning no problem, because Nichol, the head of the Mechaber, the Mogar Roman says, because every time you use it, always just leave them. Every time you cook fly sticks, you always do self cleaning afterwards. And
you preheat it.
Not preheat it, you do self cleaning. Do self cleaning every time. Do every time, says Nichol, the head of the Mogar Roman.
Do you believe
on
the self cleaning oven, they tell you not to do it too often?
I have no idea what I'm asking. My question is to point out, this is their head to that I don't understand. All their time I don't understand. Moshe's head to, they was obviously told the wrong material. The one other thing just to know, because you switch a tablecloth to milk to fleishik, this is that ketshuva about, yesh la'ayin, that ketshuva says you can't make it, because the Yoma says you have to be machmer, yesh lo'ad and yesh la'ayin, until you can cash a switch tablecloth. You switch tablecloth, milk to fleishik. Because you maybe go back and forth, cash one time you won't wash it. Same chash. They say the chukh of Yoma, see the mugger, I'm a tablecloth, the same problem. Maybe? Maybe not? Fine. Getting ready to still have to get to one more topic is chatuvas. We still have to get one more topic of chatuvas. Chatuvah is basically the way the Mishnah explains the case of a tripod. Now, the tripod, the Ramah says, what's a locha? It's a chatuvah tzarech libun. Libun l'pashu, the Ramah means need a libun kosher. Ne shak libun. Now, Kalung, the Mishnah, and he tainas from the Maimon Mordechai and from the Yavid, that he doesn't understand. The Maimon, first of all, this whole time, in need libun kosher, when you leave on at all, it says in the Mishabura, first of all, only chash on Pesach. Why is only chash on Pesach? Because maybe it's spilled one time. Esau, maybe it's lay into the grape. Into the tripod, maybe it's lay one time. And he says, but Emma, I don't understand. First of all, clearly, cleat does not go from the pot into the grate. Therefore, why is it lay inside the grate, Aleph? And even if it did spill, Maestro, the fire was nisuf it. Therefore, why in the world to be machmer? Therefore, says, the evidence can be makel. And even lechatchila, leaving cows enough. Lechatchila, leaving cows enough. That's his maskona. Him and the Shulchan, they pass in Liban Kalamites enough. Now, first, one thing is very clear. Of course, the big bomb kasher on the Badei with the Ime, you want to be machmer, in Simantag Beis of Zayin. We had over there a Amor that says, when you have two pots side by side, the Chachilo, you should make sure they don't touch each other. The question of my says, why? The way how the Badei understands, because a Chachilo or Chachilo from one cleat to another cleat will go without any weightage. The way the Moshe says, what are you talking about? Avad, it's not the Yisrael. The Yisrael is why? Because food will spill out and go on to the other path. So, Lahore, this Mishavua is saying that then why the world cashew it, clearly, clearly won't go at all. Women won't go at all. Says Ramal, Lachatkili, Yafi Choshish, it will go, according to Badai Shulchan. Lahore, this is a riot claw that clearly, clearly, without any rage, will not Choshish for at all. Not Lachatkili, not for the Yavin. Not like the Badai, and they do Yisrael Kashra, they want to answer. The Mishavua means, but Siruf. That it means that maybe it'll be nisyach and clearly right to put my passion not the way for this the chloride clearly right to the mutter even lechatchilo. So the body says not the way. God says and why does it don't sound that way? Sound we not the loch is you send it out of base. My loch is clearly does not go any way to even lechatchilo. That means you want to put your pot on top of a grate. If most of the grate is clean, no problem even lechatchilo. Or you want to put your food onto the same tray in the oven. The body says you cannot put your you want to put silver foil on top of your tray in your oven, the Badai says, the mice, you can't, and put no moisture. The mice won't be a bayar on the tray. The mice won't go clearly. We wait to won't travel. Won't be any problem. Of course, the Chorvah should go over here that clearly we're not going without any waiter, even like at Chilo, not for the ever. What? But it says over there, you have to kashrut. Rapila, don't put your pot at the top of your tray, top of your grate. He says you have to kashrut your grate. Rapila, don't put on top. You also don't go. Rapila, don't put on top of kashrut. But she was saying, don't do it. What? Yes, food's not also, yeah. But don't put it. So yeah, you have to kashrut. You should not. The grate that you want to put on, you put your pot on the grate, go kashrut the grate. So again, it comes out from the fourth of the Mishavua, clear people, you write to the Mice of the Mutal Chathila Allah. And the Shal is, these grates, the same grates that we have, our grates, the same grates as their grates. I thought these are Paiskim. At first, let's discuss grates for Kol Yom Yisrashana. For milk is a flesh, you have to have separate grates on top of your oven or not. Those are Moshe writes in the four different Tshuvas, the Mishavua Mazalman, and I've never told the Oye, they say, the Mice have no problem with Chathila. The Mishavua thing is the Chum of the Pesach, is very clear, the Chum of the Pesach. Therefore, our grates are like those Chathuvas. And therefore, you do not have milk in the fleshik, chenogim, harbek, lyosol. The mice are the great they have on top of the fire. They use type of milk and type of fleshik. The body, the shetasa, says, a body has to be machlit. The mom says, the kingdom has to be long. He says, offer. You have to have different grades for milk and fleshik. Those who say it's a toifi machma, of Sternbach, of the Lost says toifi machma, those say it's lost of hitter, of palm. The mice, we have a large of lyosol, of moisha, and the not all the Americans, they go to Mahalach. And the gather is that you can have the same grades of milk as a fleshik. Now, all types will make a difference. Now, no. You're a Shemayim. The Maestro, those who are Fakhtek, the Montaigno, we didn't watch the Mahmed, our grades are different than those tripods. Those tripods, the fire is Mamas there. Our grades are even above the fire. The Mishagurs are two spars. Timothy does not go down anyway. Should either be Nisraf. Now, first, what does Mishnah Berurah mean, Nisraf? So, the way how it's called for the Maim Mordechai and the Moshe explains, Nisraf means not will be kashering the grate. Nisraf means that it will never be belay inside. The grate is might be no problem. So, what's the chash over here per se? The chash is what? Look in the Maim Mordechai and the Ayvid. Chash is that Pesach, your food will fall on top of the grate, so take it off and it will be belay from the grate itself. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah is saying the grate never came off because either it was Nisraf or because it did not go from the pot into the grate. Those are kind of our grates might be different. The grates are much bigger, it's not mamash on the fire, and therefore things do spill over, and therefore you will have a problem. And therefore, before you have to be machmir to have either box of a cholov, or you have to be machmir on Pesach to have different grates. Now, the Torah, first of all, for all year round, the white mekel, the amount of food that falls on the grates are very thin. It's not going to stay on top, it's going to fall down. Now, the amount is, that's number one. Number two, you have to be choshish that it fell within 24 hours, the same thing, the bleed is inside. The chances, that's number two. Number three is, what exactly cook milk hooks on your pot top of your grate? That's just overspill. Just think about that. What exactly is you have chicken soup by here. What exactly is overspilling on milk hooks? No one cooks milk in a pot, right? Milk in the soup, what's spilling over? That's really milk hook. And they have to be within 24 hours. What? What's the problem? Clearly white is not a problem. So the whole problem with chicken soup will be liquid there. It'll have liquid there, and according to the Chavadas, the liquid was, the mice said it has to be a lot of liquid, not a little liquid. Don't call me Yad Yudin a little liquid. Why is it not the Rakhilo? What else? Do what? That's not, again, if it's only the food. The Moshe says the Gedim is even the Mishra Berurah. The Gedim, the one food can overspill and touch the other food, right? But two pots, the Moshe says, no problem, there's no shot to clearly blue right to them. Like a peel that's motor. What? Now, first of all, the mice before it's not. First of all, the mouth does not stay on top. If you roll a chilo, the drop first of all depends where it is. If it's a small, first of all, the small drops get burned out. Number one. Number two is it does. It's you're cooking soup there. But oh, the mouth is falling from the side. It's very thin. We're not talking about big. They're not great. The whole thing. The whole thing is there. No, maybe we'll continue chatuva next time. We'll go back. Hey, suck all year round.